Every year, like it or not, they come round, those data-driven strategic reviews. They may not be fun, but you can work them so they bring real value to your agency and not just an exercise to which no one pays further attention. The National Academy of Public Administration and the Office of Management and Budget put their heads together to review strategic reviews and how to make them productive. Brenna Isman is the project director and senior advisor at NAPA, and she joins us now. Brenna, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So why did NAPA and OMB get together on this particular topic?
Well, I think that OMB approached the Academy because they recognize that we are neutral arbiters. We're independent and nonprofit, and we have nearly 800 fellows representing all areas of government, both past and present, in terms of we have former cabinet officers, members of Congress, governors, mayors, legislators, as well as others in the academic and nonprofit world that can really think through ways to make this strategic review process seem like less of a compliance or, I think, teeth-cleaning exercise, like you said. They really wanted to engage the agencies on the new requirements related to some of the updates to the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act. So I think they reached out to us knowing that we could do that. We could bring those leaders together and help them as they look to the agencies to hear what they need and also give some more context and details around some of the new requirements related to the strategic review process. I think they also knew that we could do it in a way that would produce a collaborative dialogue and really get folks talking to one another and brainstorm as opposed to just throwing out the new legislation and saying, here, have at it.
And tell us who was in that dialogue and what they each contributed to it.
So we had several panels. We heard from folks from leadership from OMB as well as GAO and the role that they play. We also heard from folks from the Performance Improvement Council. And then we had several panels looking at performance leadership from a variety of agencies. We had folks from the Department of Labor. We had, going through all the different agencies, we had we had folks from NASA, and we had a variety of folks in the room from just about every agency that were thinking through what's been working well for them, how they've been tackling some of the early issues, and what they're doing to move the ball forward and make this an exercise that applies to both the folks doing the work on the ground, engaging leadership to make sure that this requirement of bringing the secretary and deputy secretary into the process was meaningful, and that folks showed up to talk about this and figure out the best way to continue to move the performance process forward.
Now, at one point, you also had folks from outside the federal government, like local experts, I guess, in Montgomery County, Maryland. Were they focused also on the performance of the federal government, or was this a comparative exercise so that you thought that the federal agencies could learn from the local folks and vice versa?
You know, it was a little bit of both. I think what we heard from the Montgomery County folks were that they're doing some interesting work around the County Stat Initiative, and what we're finding is that we need to do a better job of scaling up what's working in local and state areas, that they really are doing some of the more innovative work. They're taking managed risk in a way that shows good examples of how we might be able to apply this in the federal space, recognizing it's not an easy task to scale some of this up, but that we really need to be understanding that. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is so many of the federally funded programs are actually administered at the state level. So if you don't have that dialogue, if you don't connect with what's happening on the ground in states and localities, then you're really not able to address what your true outcome should be, right, which is delivering services to the American people. And if you can't have that connection and connect the dots along the way, then it's really hard to really have meaningful performance at the federal level.
Our guest is Brenna Isman. She is the project director and senior advisor at the National Academy of Public Administration. So let's get into the report itself, the advice. What would you say are the top three things that agency performance and program people can do to get more out of their strategic reviews?
You know, it was interesting because when we were synthesizing what we heard from the panels and what we heard from the brainstorming exercises, there was both some overarching themes that really apply pretty broadly to the philosophy of taking this on, and then there was some from some fairly tactical examples of what would work. I mean, I think one of the biggest overarching themes, and I sort of highlighted it before just briefly, was leadership engagement is key, not only because legislation requires the secretary and deputy secretary to be more involved, but because the early successes that we've seen have been around those agencies that have brought leadership in and really invested their time and resources in the process. Obviously, data continues to be a linchpin of driving the performance. Agencies continue to expand their understanding of what data is available and how to best use it to inform, you know, these key elements of decision making. The process can be really daunting, but deliberate and focused commitment to the process will provide, you know, that foundation for a more meaningful review of the agency objectives. There really was this sense that there needs to be a little bit of this village takes a village mentality to support the process. One of the other things they talked about was that there's an importance of accountability, that you can make this an accountable process without being punitive. And if you bake into this process this whole notion that it is an ongoing learning opportunity, then there are ways to recognize what's not working and make those course corrections without it being a punitive process. And it was interesting to hear the folks from different tables that where they were talking in these smaller groups that had very similar ideas about how to move this forward, and then they sort of translated that to some of the more tactical areas, which were communicating frequently, providing more opportunities to look outside the agency for common goals and how they're actually their partners in other agencies are achieving this and using that the best way possible.
And Brenna, sometimes when you talk about a process, there's a lot of parts. I mean, you said it takes a village to do this. It also takes a village to uphold the process and the system itself, a lot of work hours to keep it in place and the like. Did any of the panelists or did you develop any guidance for sort of paring that down so it doesn't detract people from actually doing the work that is what they're supposed to be reviewing?
Yeah, there was a conversation about that, and I think that's where there's been so much interest in finding the right data and being able to take that data and use it to help inform these decisions so that you're not spending all your time trying to put your best guess out there and using expanding the data that they have, as I said, like being more able to use data from that other agencies have already identified as being useful, and making decisions that are evidence-informed decisions, so that you do free up the time to use your human resources to make some of the more the decisions that really just have to take a little bit more gut and intuition. It's something that we talked about, and it's certainly, I think, where it helps is to have these conversations and these dialogues to recognize what the true value of the process can be. So even if it is a little bit time-consuming, there is this culture that recognizes that there is value to getting to this place and being able to make progress towards improving performance within the federal space.
So is there something that a program manager or even an IT person, somebody, can do, say, every Friday, if they do this every Friday or every Wednesday, that when the time comes around to do the strategic review, the data is going to be there that they need already?
I would assume there is, and I'm not the best person to speak to about the best way to actually translate that data into, you know, the execution of this process. We are looking forward to our release event today, because we are going to hear from, in addition to OMB Director of Performance and Personnel, Lisa Danzig, we're also going to hear from CFOs at NSA, NASA, and National Science Foundation, and they've been brought up as two of the examples of agencies that have been doing this well and really taking full advantage of the benefits that have arisen from the new GIPRA modernization requirements and have really embraced the strategic review process as a real opportunity to take stock of where we are and, more importantly, where we're going. So I'm hoping that maybe we'll have some more examples of how that's been working well in our session today.
Brenna Isman is the project director and senior advisor at the National Academy of Public Administration. Brenna, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.